This is Jerry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to Ralph Hoover, attorney at law, of the firm Craven, Hoover, and Blazek, PC. Craven is C-R-A-V-E-N, Hoover, H-O-O-V-E-R, and Blazen is B-L-A-Z-E-K-P-C. The address is 7550 South Meridian Street, Indianapolis, Indiana, 46217, period. Dear Mr. Hoover, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Amanda Archer, please note the following medical letter, period. Amanda is A-M-A-N-D-A, Archer, A-R-C-H-E-R. On November 18th, 2025, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 46-year-old female, height 5'5.5" tall, weight 175 pounds, period. She was involved in an automobile accident on or about October 13th, 2023, period. The client was a driver with her seatbelt on, period. The patient was in a 1972 Volkswagen Beetle when another vehicle caused the accident, period. The patient's vehicle was totaled and not drivable, period. No airbags were deployed, period. The other vehicle struck the patient's vehicle in the front driver's side wheel area, period. The vehicle spun and had a second impact, period. The patient hit her head and was unconscious, period. She was also jerked and her chest hit the steering wheel. This caused a bent steering column, period. Her right knee hit the gear shifter and her left leg hit the dash, period. She had immediate pain in her left foot, comma, right mid-upper leg, comma, chest, comma, head, comma, left leg, comma, bilateral arms with bruising, comma, and left knee, period. Despite adequate treatment present day, she is still experiencing pain in her left foot. Left foot and her right mid-upper leg, period. New paragraph. Her left foot and upper extremity was treated with physical therapy, medication, and orthotics, period. The pain is constant, period. It is a piercing-type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 4 out of 10 to a bad day of 9 out of 10, period. The pain is non-radiating, period. New paragraph. The right leg pain was diagnosed as an IT band strain. The letter I is in Isabel. The letter T is in Tom. It was diagnosed as an IT band strain, period. It was treated with physical therapy, medication, and a couple injections, period. This right leg pain involves the mid-upper right leg and the knee, period. The pain goes from the right knee to the right hip, period. It is a constant type pain, period. It is a burning and throbbing type pain, period. The pain intensity varies from a good day of 7 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment as best recollected by the patient was that day she was seen in the emergency room via ambulance at Eskenazi, period. She was treated and released after having x-rays, period. She was seen a second time the next day because of the severe pain, and she was given pain medicines, period. Less than a week later, she saw her family doctor at Eskenazi Clinic. She was seen a few times and referred to a rehab facility, period. She was also referred to an orthopedic surgeon as well as podiatry, period. She was given medicine, and she was seen at rehab at Eskenazi several weeks for physical therapy, period. She saw an orthopedic doctor at Eskenazi several times, period. She was given injections and advised she needs physical therapy, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment as best recollected by the patient also. Forget about new paragraph. Let's continue on the timeline where I left off. We'll say she saw a in regards to the timeline, she saw a podiatrist at Eskenazi a couple times and was given orthotics as well as a second set of x-rays, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems with housework, comma, yard work, comma, sports such as horseback riding, comma, walking over a half mile, comma, sitting over 2 hours, comma, standing over 20 minutes, comma, driving over 2 hours, comma, sex, comma, sleep, comma, and playing with friend's children, period. New paragraph. Medication denies other than over-the-counter medicines for this condition, period. New paragraph, past medical history is positive for diabetes, comma, coronary artery disease, comma, endometriosis, comma, pituitary adenoma, comma, and anxiety, period. New paragraph, past surgical history is positive for a heart stent, comma, ectopic pregnancy, comma, and endometriosis, period. New paragraph, present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter medicine, comma, orthotics, comma, exercises, comma, and hot tub treatment, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never injured her left foot in the past, period. The patient never injured her right upper leg, comma, right hip, comma, or right knee in the past, period. The patient has not had serious prior auto accidents, period. The patient was rear-ended in an automobile accident 10 years ago, straining her neck, period. It was treated chiropractically for about a month, and it was healed without permanency, period. The patient was involved in a total of 3 automobile accidents, including this one, period. One out of the 3 did not require treatment or injury, period. The patient has not had prior work injuries, period. New paragraph. Occupation. The patient is unemployed now, but at the time of the automobile accident, she was loading and unloading trucks, period. She did have to quit both jobs at UPS and Home Goods Warehouse immediately because of her problems, period. New paragraph. Upon review of medical records, I'd like to report on some of the pertinent studies. I reviewed a police report, comma, plaintiff's supplemental answers to interrogatories, comma, photos of injuries taken within 2 weeks of the collision, comma, photos of the defendant's vehicle, comma, photos of the plaintiff's emergency room, photos of the patient in the emergency room, comma, photos of the plaintiff's vehicle, comma, medical billing and billing summary and totals, comma, Brownsburg fire ambulance report, comma, several Eskenazi records, comma, Ortho Indy reports, period. I have also reviewed the patient's medical bills totaling over $37,000, period. It is my feeling that this billing was appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. These billings were caused by the automobile accident that occurred October 13th, 2023, period. End of report. I reviewed records from Brownsburg Fire Territory October 13th, 2023. They state patient unsure of loss of consciousness during accident, period. Patient does have left proximal to knee of lower leg swelling, comma, bruising right ankle, comma, left elbow, comma, and approximate golf ball size swelling of the top of the head, period. End of report. Eskenazi emergency room report. Admitted October 13th, 2023, discharged October 14th, 2023, period. Presents for syncopal episode status post MVC, period. Patient's reports that she was a restrained driver that impacted an opposing vehicle that pulled out in front of her, period. Proceeded to experience a syncopal episode while getting out of ambulance, then agreed to transport, period. Hit to the head with no loss of consciousness, period. Noted to be experiencing headache secondary to hit in the head and lightheadedness / dizziness, period. Associated symptoms of right and left ankle pain, comma, headache secondary to impact, comma, nausea, comma, mild chest pain, comma, and vomiting, period. On physical examination, abnormalities documented, including abrasion to the left frontal scalp, comma, chest wall tenderness, comma, bruises to the bilateral upper extremities, comma, abrasion to the left elbow, comma, abrasion and hematoma over the left lower extremity, comma, abrasion to the right lower extremity, period, comma, and left ankle tenderness, period. Radiographic studies included CT of the head, comma, CTA head, comma, CTA neck, comma, CT of the chest, comma, X-rays of the chest, comma, X-rays of the tibial fibula, comma, X-rays of the ankle, comma, period. These radiographic studies did show a left frontal scalp hematoma, period. Assessment brought in by EMS following MVC, period. Had syncopal episodes are brought to the ED, period. Had some left chest wall tenderness to palpation and left tib / fib pain, as well as large hematoma on the left shin, period. Final diagnosis was a motor vehicle collision, and number two, abdominal wall hematoma, period. End of report. Pedigo primary care, October 23rd, 2023. 44-year-old female who was involved in an MVC 10 days ago, period. She is also having pain while riding in a car. Every bump really hurts, period. On physical examination, small nickel-sized cephalohematoma on the right parietal, period. Assessment, MVC with myalgia. They prescribed ibuprofen, Robaxin, and lidoderm patch, period. End of report. Eskenazi Rehab Services, November 7th, 2023, diagnosis, motor vehicle accident. They state present for physical therapy evaluation for MVA 1 month ago period. State she has pain the entire left side of body period. Most of the pain is on the left lateral shin, comma, left foot and left rib pain period. States also has swelling of the left side of her head period. End of report. X-rays of the foot, March 20th, 2025. Three views, no acute bony findings, period. End of report. MRI of the knee, June 14th, 2024. Showed a distal quadriceps tendinosis, comma, mild patellofemoral and minimal lateral compartment chondrosis, comma, C-H-O-N-D-R-O-S-I-S, comma, and mild superior lateral Hoffa's pat edema, comma, which can be seen with patellar tendon dash lateral femoral condyle friction syndrome, period. Hoffa's is spelled H-O-F-F-A apostrophe S. End of report. Ortho Indy note, July 14th, 2025. Assessment, 45-year-old female presenting with complaints of right hip, comma, leg, and knee pain, period. She relates this to a motor vehicle accident from October 13th, 2023, period. Findings are most consistent with gluteal tendinitis and ITB. That's ITB band syndrome, period. Her knee exam does not reveal any evidence of internal derangement of the knee. I believe she could potentially benefit from physical therapy, period. I have given her an order for this period. We discussed that if she continues to have pain, if she continues to have pain that is more so at her hip, that I would likely refer her to one of my partners who specializes more in hip disorders, period. Assessment was right hip pain, physical therapy referral. They wanted to evaluate and treat right hip and ITB band pain from hip to knee, period. End of report. Physical therapy treatment note, January 4th, 2024. Has intermittent pain left dorsal foot, also having more pain in the right knee, period. Assessment, left foot still intermittently painful, right knee pain, which is getting worse, period. End of report. Orthopedics progress note, October 14th, 2024, 45-year-old female who presents for follow-up of her right knee, period. Patient notes that overall her symptoms are not improving, period. She notes that she continues to have limited pain in her right knee, period. On exam of the right knee, there were tenderness in the lateral joint line and medial joint line, period. They did a right knee steroid injection on October 14th, 2024. Assessment was chronic pain of the right knee, comma, chondromalacia of the right patella, comma, IT band syndrome on the right. Patient elected to proceed with right knee steroid injection, period. Podiatry note, March 12th, 2024. Presents with bilateral foot pain, period. Diagnosis, pes cavus of both feet, comma, and metatarsalgia of both feet, period. Pes is P-E-S, cavus, C-A-V-U-S. Metatarsalgia is M-E-T-A-T-A-R, SALGI. Plan is prosthetics referral for custom shoe orthotics, period. End of report. Orthopedics note, April 2nd, 2025, reports right thigh pain after a motor vehicle collision, period. The pain is on the outside aspect of the right knee, but also her right thigh in the lateral aspect, period. Assessment, chondromalacia of the right patella, comma, patellofemoral pain syndrome of the right knee, comma, iliotibial band syndrome affecting the right lower leg, period. She received no improvement from the right knee injection, period. I think all her symptoms coming from the right iliotibial band, period. Recommend formal physical therapy, period. Consider dry needling, period. If this does not improve her symptoms, could consider an ultrasound-guided injection of the bursa, period. End of report. I reviewed several photos, particularly photos of damage to her vehicle and trauma to her body with lacerations and contusions noted, period. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after performing an IME and reviewing her above medical records, have found that all of her treatment is outlined above and for which she has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of October 13th, 2023, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me today, the patient presented with an abnormal gait, period. Examination of the skin revealed a 5.5 centimeter circular skin discoloration with an H-shaped light scar involving the left lateral calf, period. There were superficial light scars involving the left dorsal hand from this injury, period. There were unrelated surgical laparoscopic abdominal scars, period. ENT examination was negative, period. Pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Examination of the cervical area was unremarkable with normal thyroid, period. Auscultation of the heart regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs were clear, period. Abdominal examination was soft with normal bowel sounds, period. Upper extremities were unremarkable other than the earlier mentioned scars, period. Examination of the thoracic and lumbar areas were unremarkable, period. Examination of the left hip was unremarkable, period. Examination of the right hip revealed tenderness and diminished strength, period. There was diminished range of motion with flexion diminished by 14 degrees, comma, adduction, ADD, diminished by 6 degrees, comma, and abduction, ABD, diminished by 10 degrees, period. There was palpable tenderness to the right lateral thigh from the hip to the knee region, period. Examination of the left knee was unremarkable, period. Examination of the right knee revealed crepitance and diminished range of motion, period. Flexion was diminished by 14 degrees and external rotation diminished by 8 degrees, period. There was diminished strength of the right knee, period. No swelling was noted, period. Examination of the right ankle was unremarkable. Examination of the left ankle revealed mild tenderness on the lateral aspect, period. Examination of the right foot was unremarkable, period. Examination of the left foot revealed extreme tenderness of the left plantar midfoot, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2/4. Neurological examination revealed reflexes normal and symmetrical at 2/4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number one, left foot and lower extremity trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, comma, and tendonitis, period. Number two, right leg, comma, right knee, comma, right hip trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, comma, and gluteal tendonitis, period. This gluteal tendonitis is with iliotibial band syndrome, period. Number three, possible loss of consciousness with left frontal scalp hematoma and head trauma with memory loss, period. Number four, left skin hematoma, period. Number five, abdominal wall hematoma. Number six, multiple contusions and lacerations to multiple sites, period. The above six diagnoses were directly caused by the automobile accident of October 13th, 2023, period. New paragraph. In terms of permanency, the patient does have permanency to her right knee, comma, right hip, comma, right upper leg, comma, left foot and lower extremity, period. By permanency, I'm meaning the patient will have continuous pain in these areas, as well as a diminished range of motion in her right knee and right hip for the remainder of her life, period. The patient will be much more susceptible to permanent arthritis in these areas as she ages, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. A medical professional's advisor that she will need more injections in her right knee and upper thigh at a later date, period. I certainly agree with this, and these costs would be approximately $2,800, period. Ongoing over-the-counter anti-inflammatory and analgesics will cost $95 a month for the remainder of her life, period. The patient will need continued use of orthotics. These will need to be replaced every 1.5 years at a cost of approximately $800 each time, period. A TENS unit will cost $500, period. More physical therapy would be warranted at a cost of $1,200, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective exam during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. Informed consent was obtained to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DO, end of dictation.